Trailing below, my shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the shore and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Sailing on a cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In the land before time, a land before altar boys, synagogues and shrines, man was in his prime. Look how far I go in time just to start a rhyme. The method is sublime, you get blessed with every line. I'm in touch with every shrine from Japan to Oaxaca, the melanated, carbon dated.
Some more bonus content for that ass. We're gonna call. We're gonna call this.
What is this? West Coast Connection?
It is.
Bow down.
This is Cartoon Hate for 2010.
Since the year's ending, we have to like
talk about shit. You know, people talk about New Year's resolutions and shit. I'm talking about shit I hate. And eventually, in 2011, I am going to pack semi-automatic weapons like T.I. a couple years back. However, I will get arrested and serve time. Yeah.
We got to talk about some shit that we hated for 2010 right now.
You know what? You know, Ruben started saying you're sorry for 2004. I'm sorry for killing these motherfuckers for shit I saw in 2010. Go.
You should be. I'm sorry that Waka Flocka has a career.
Pow, pow, pow.
I'm also sorry of the LeBron James decision.
LeBron, fuck off, flame.
Once again, I'm sorry for the Celtics not winning the championship. That's right.
I got nothing for that.
You shouldn't have, because they should have won.
You know you should say it like Jada. I'm sorry.
No. Fuck Jay-Z. But
I can't agree with that, continue.
I'm sorry.
Fuck Jay-Z.
That I didn't have enough money to play all the video games I wanted to this year. I missed out on a lot of them. I'm sorry that I'm sitting here with Rob right now, drinking Sierra Mist.
Typical.
And he drinking water, like he better than me.
I'm better than you, man. This is nature's problem, B.
They pissed in the water before they bottled it.
I'm going to spit that in my cartoon-sized cup, son.
Now, what about you, man? I probably have some more later, but what about you?
Cartoon hate? Women, son. You bitch is crazy.
Why women, man?
You bitch is crazy. I mean, pussy runs the world, right?
It did.
Or punani runs the world, side? That made no sense. But they ruin it. It's just, like, flaky inconsistencies and shit like that. It's like, well, I'm going to break up with him because I don't feel pretty enough for him. Or I just don't think I'm good enough. It's like, bitch, be real. You want to fuck some shit on the side.
Speaking, I'm sorry that women are indecisive, man. Know what you want. Just know about that.
One of my homeboys who's straight, and I'm sure he still likes the baton. I turned it somehow to pussy into baton. He still likes the baton. He said he was considering chucking cock just so he knew that his message would be received and not fucking bastardized and filled with emotions.
I'm sorry that dude feels that way right now. He makes me sad.
Yeah, it's like, come on, brother. Sorry, man.
You gotta put up for the good fight, man.
Because, I mean, all of us have income here, but we don't want nobody to come in, brother.
That's right. What? Hold on, what? You kind of confused me just now.
See, that's that diction right there, brother.
You just got me with the Farrakhan shit just
Yes,
now.
I did. When you say it a certain way, my man. I'm going to start talking like Solar and shit.
Please don't.
You know, we spoke together like men. We went to dinner together as men and went home together.
When did Michael Jackson die?
As men.
Did he die this year?
2009.
Oh, fucking man.
June 26, 2025.
Nah, we're not talking about Michael Jackson, dude.
Ow!
What are you sorry for?
We had a whole episode about that, by the way. Well, this is before you came along.
Oh, okay.
I was in the old Michael Jackson picture from the Thriller and shit. I was like...
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't go to
Knife Heights and Warehouses.
I'm sorry I didn't go to Auditorium.
I'm actually sorry about that, too.
You should have went, man. All of us.
I saw a fat man that was dressed in a kimono. I was like, I could be here.
You could.
Yeah. It was a fine Nani day, too.
I'm telling you.
Nerdy Nani, too.
What else am I sorry for?
The nerd box.
I'm sorry I didn't shoot the girl. I'm sorry I didn't shoot that bitch at paintball, and she shot me in my hand. That's what I'm sorry for, because I could have took her out.
We talking about the same type of shooting?
It was paintball, man.
Well,
I could have won that game.
If you aim for a certain face, it looks like you've been playing paintball. Too soon?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Splash.
What else? Anything else you're sorry for?
Why
are we saying sorry?
Well, I think that's what kind of the thing. You brought it. I'll give you that. I like that. I like the way that goes. It's almost like the 2009. It's like almost like the 2010 rap that Skills is going to do very soon. I'm sure.
Yeah, he does. I'm sorry, the Skills. That's his only rap song every year.
But I still like it. I will say that much. He needs to have more shit out there. Though.
I like one song from Skills.
Skills is decent.
No, he's good. I mean, like he had a song with Freeway.
Yeah. Because you're, you know, you're beard connection. I get that.
Freeway is nicer than people. I'm sorry. Freeway
now come
doesn't.
With the K with the E.
I'm sorry,
it's
people
free.
Don't like Freeway. I'm sorry for that.
Fuck up out of here. His name is Leslie.
Nice, man.
Leslie
he's
Pigeon.
Nice.
His name is Leslie.
He's nice.
His name is Leslie.
Oh, I'm sorry that people don't know about Kendrick Lamar and Blue.
That nigga raw.
And people like that.
That nigga raw.
He is, man.
Dude, I was listening to this rapper today. Fucking name Earl Sweatshirt. Terrible name, I know. But dude's actually pretty nice.
Earl Sweatshirt?
It's like these, it's this group, I forget the name, it's like called like the Wolf Click or some shit like that. They're from LA, they're all like younger than us. They're like 19, 20 and shit. They make all that music and shit. They're like underground and shit. They consider it almost horrorcore because of their subject matter. But they're pretty nice. I posted some shit earlier. You might want to check that out.
I'm going to check it out.
Bougie people. I'm sorry for bougie people.
Yeah.
You know that feigning like interest and shit? Like, you know how sometimes you had one of those bad days, someone's like, you good, man? Everything all right? They just want to hear what the fuck you got to say so they can exploit that shit later. I'm sorry for motherfuckers like that.
I'm sorry for the lady on the elevator that told me she hated her job.
And you just looking at her ass and shit.
Because if you really hate something, just rely on me. That's all it is. Just tell me.
You know, just put your head in daddy's lap and tell me all your problems.
That's right.
It's like Santa.
I don't really care if you're married.
With an erection.
It don't matter. Hold on, what?
What? You know what? Santa with an erection. That's the best way to put it.
Santa with an erection. Except I'm black Santa.
I'm sorry for missing signs, ladies. Get you bitches.
Yeah. I'm sorry that y'all can't make the signs more obvious.
Like, when you put your feet in my groin and try to play with my shit, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. But you're just stretching your toes. I don't know. But you try to send me a message.
We should feel sorry that we haven't found a girl in 2010.
Fuck that
should
shit.
We?
Nah, not really.
No.
Be single, just fucking hit and quit. Bong.
Long dick and drop kicker?
Yes. That's some Lee Scholar right there for that ass.
Thank you, Lee Scholar.
Yes. Salute.
Yes.
Okay, a big fuck you to the Washington Wizards.
Yes. No. What? Well, yeah, fuck the Washington Wizards.
I don't want to hear your bias. I didn't say anything about yourself, so I want to hear your bias. I don't
want to
hear your bias. I don't want to hear your bias.
My bias is they're not a Baltimore team.
My problem, it's not even that. My problem is this. You don't, well, you know what? Strike all of that. Fuck Washington, D.C. in general. Because they did arenas the same way that they're doing fucking Donovan McNabb and the fucking.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, okay, understand arenas had this shit, and that's fine. But literally, he went from being your franchise player to someone that was like the retarded cousin upstairs and shit that you don't even mention. And the fucked up thing about it, people were giving him all types of shit when he came back from the injury last year. And his numbers were arguably better than when he was the best player on the team. You know, he went from 5 assists to like 8. You know, nothing mentioned about it. They just had a terrible year. And the same shit this year. And they're saying, oh, John Wall's the savior. They're talking about John Wall might not be able to play because of fucking Zig-Tacs. They saying it's the shoes.
It probably is the shoes.
But Gallinari wear the same shoes.
Oh, I guess I need shoes then.
Yeah, I think so either. But the thing is, he's the savior. But you trade away.
I think John Wall should have stayed in college another year.
Yep. You trade away your running point, your fucking point guard and shit, for Rashard Lewis, who's each year he's been there, he's scored less. He's averaging 12 points this year, dude.
Damn.
12 points.
He had like 16 points something.
He averaged 14 last year and 17 the year before. His numbers have gone down steadily each year. But they trade for him. They still got fucking Josh, whatever his fucking name on the team. Got a
Josh
Howell. Yeah. Who doesn't get up in the fucking, what is it? He didn't, that motherfucker, did he pull the Sharif Abdul-Rauf? You remember that, right? Dude played for the Grizzlies, named the Kings at the time. He was like, I refuse to get up for the National Anthem.
Yeah.
It's like, you ain't Muslim, nigga. As far as Josh Howell is concerned, you just a country motherfucker. And, you know,
true.
I got a humidor for my leather coats. Yeah, I saw that shit on Cribs. I was like, you just country. You built that yourself, didn't you? You Karl Malone that too, didn't you?
I'm sorry for that Karl Malone commercial.
And the fact that what's the name was in it too? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? He ain't that close. With a Skyhook shirt. I'm sorry for Converse. No offense, sir.
Why, man?
The commercial they had, dude, that commercial was kind of hot. But it's like, Jim Jones is like your lead guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry that they made him the lead.
But it was kind of, I will say, no bullshit, it was kind of hot when Joey Zervin came up, dropped the hood. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it was.
It blew my mind, dude. But I'm sorry for the fact that no one in the NBA actually wears Converse still, other than Whiteman.
No, Wade was the only person wearing them.
You know who's wearing them this year?
Who?
Carlos Arroyo, Kyle Korver, and Kirk Heinrich. They all have their player code versions ones. They're all like the Converse EVOs.
Damn.
I'm sorry for Chinese sneaker brands. Kevin Garnett.
Why you gotta talk about KG, man?
Because, dude, did you see his spread in the fucking, like, for his shoes? He's got, like, the rope belt. He looks like his name is Po' Boy and shit. He don't look like a raptor no more because he looks like a dinosaur. Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry for calling people cancer patients.
Yeah, he should be sorry for that.
And he tried to cover it up. He's like, look, man, I got people in my family, right? It's like, shut up. We ain't gonna call your mama.
I'm sorry that the Ravens aren't on top of their division because they should be, like, easily. I'm sorry for the four losses because they could have won all of those games. I'm sorry that Texas Rangers lost because that was my other team.
I'm sorry for the Rangers, too, for not getting Cliff Lee back. Going to the Phillies, fuck the Phillies.
Well, I like the Phillies.
They old, son.
Still like the Phillies, man.
Old, and I, you go watch a game in Pittsburgh. You're in Philadelphia. You'll realize how much I hate the Phillies. It's the fans, dude. The fans turn to an extension for the team.
Pennsylvania
for me.
Fans are dicks. Period.
Yeah. Like the Eagles fans boo Santa Claus, son. I don't know how I feel about that.
They would boo Jesus.
It's not
if he came back.
I heard him booing when he got game came out, son. You know, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
They would boo that. I know they would boo that.
Big shout out, though, to Spike Lee, though. He's been still having them Nick tickets all those years they suck. He's like, I'm still there. I'm still there.
You got to give him a shout out, man.
Because he pops up like.
You have to.
Shout out to the Knicks altogether. Even Wilson Chandler
shout
with that terrible
Amari, hand. Man.
Wilson Chandler has the worst hand in basketball.
You know what I'm sorry for?
His teeth.
I'm sorry that the Cavaliers didn't pick up Amari last season. Instead of picking
The thing is, the Wizards could have got Amari.
That would have been better.
But no, we wait. We wait. You know, we wait on things.
I'm sorry to Steve Nash because I'm sorry for Amari because people thought that he couldn't work without Steve Nash.
Yeah.
And he's proven him wrong.
Because he's with D'Antoni and
all he has to do is score.
Yeah.
What else are we sorry for?
Sorry for Miami. I don't like that team.
Yeah. I'm sorry for Wade because your reputation kind of
got bitched a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not my guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it, I was your coach before these two bitches came there for you. You got RuPaul and Queen James there. Sidely scholar.
I'm sorry.
For the quickness?
The quickness? What is that?
Witness? Quickness?
Oh, shit. I'm so slow right now.
For the Lion King?
Yeah. Okay, I get you that. That's good.
He is a turbo dick. God. I'm sorry for shoulder bumps, man, for 260 pounds, 6'8" niggas to little Filipino guys. I mean, he's not even Manny Pacquiao size, son.
Nope. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to seal the deal with some females this year.
Shout out to Brett Favre and Crocs.
Brett Favre, I'm sorry, but that girl was hot. Did you see it?
She was alright.
No, she was.
Jen Sturgis alright.
She was alright.
She's all right. I'll splash.
To me, she was hot.
I'd put stones to her.
You would.
Shout out to Sam putting stones to bitches.
Is that really a good saying, though? Because when
it
you
is.
Put stones to somebody, you kill them, don't you?
Well, think about it. We slang things, dog. We bastardize the true meaning of it. Like, my stones are my balls, and if I'm hitting in a certain way, my balls are going to be door-knocking.
And you had to make the sound, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. You know,
you just had to.
It's like hands clap. The whole time is just... So don't let me finish. Don't let me finish. Hold up. Wait.
What else am I sorry for? I'm sorry that I didn't actually get a chance to meet the rest of the Robcast.
You'll meet the rest of the Robcast, son.
I'm sorry for that.
It's like bringing them home to Ma. And by Ma, I mean Dan.
Shout out to Dan. And the horrible universe people. That
dude,
shit is
that
hilarious.
Is great. Yes, they were talking about. They wanted to have a theme for the Whoopi segment. They were going, "It's Whoopi." Talking about Whoopi's clip. No one wants to see that. I don't think she's seen it. It's not even there.
It's so bad.
You know what I hate? Another thing I hate. Being the dick in a glass jar. Chicks, hear me out. I know it's like two of you listening, and both of you are lesbians. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Of course.
Fucking guys really don't want to be your friends. If you're somewhat attractive, and the thing is, y'all know y'all attractive.
Right.
That whole, I don't think I'm that good looking. Fuck you, you're lying. Guys really don't want to be your friends. They have guy friends for that.
Right.
And if they're gay, they have other gay guy friends. And you women can't get along because women hate other women. Even lesbians. I can't stand this bitch sometimes. So, we don't really want to be your friends. Sometimes you run into an occasional cool one, like Puerto Rico, for instance. But in the same extent, it's like, okay, I'm a guy, you're a girl, that's a vagina, that's a penis. You know, maybe this shouldn't happen, kind of deal. You don't want that. You don't.
I'm sorry that Rob is so emotional right now.
I am too. Sorry that Rob is so emotional. It's my third person. It's like a third person shooter and shit.
I'm sorry, third person shooter of emotion. Third person enough.
You need to. See, you need to refer to yourself like you're torn, but it's your third person. Like that's Tron. What Tron thinks is.
I'm sorry that people call me Tron because that's terrible.
It's funny.
It's terrible.
But I say it very esoterically. I call you Jeff Bridges now.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I call you Jeff Bridges.
I need a beard like that, first of all.
Dude, he shaved that shit. It's gone.
No, why would he do that?
He shaved on Saturday Night Live, as a matter of fact.
Is he crazy?
Well, he looked crazy with it, yeah.
Man, I would have kept it.
Yes, that's the guy I told you the barbershop, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Get rid of that beard, yo.
He said, don't look hard, yo.
Like, all right, back away from this guy. Now you're like a
shout
kid
with
a beard.
Shout out to True Grit, because I want to see that cowboy movie.
Dude, I'm going to see that this weekend.
The only cowboy movie I ever wanted to see in my
and
life.
And it's a remake, B.
Besides Blazing Saddles.
You would want to see Blazing Saddles with Cleavon.
It's my great-grandfather's favorite movie.
Cleavon Little.
It's my grandfather's favorite movie.
Shh. I've never seen that, by the way.
What?
I know.
You never seen the part where the old white lady, like, made a pie? He's like, howdy, ma'am. You know, because it's black shirt. Yeah. She's like, up yours, nigga. Like, my grandfather laughed at that one scene, like, every time.
Shout out to Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm just finding the joys of Netflix. You know what I watched recently, and I had no interest in watching it? Right. But it was just there. I watched Dance Flick the other day. And I didn't think it was god-awful. You know why? Because the Wayans actually did the movie.
You know a movie was, that wasn't
it's tolerant.
Bad, where people say it was horrible?
What?
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer was bad.
It was bad, man, but it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't god-awful, no. They even miscast people, like Emile Hirsch.
If they didn't call it Speed Racer,
and they just said, different. Movie with Carr and Matthew Fox as Racer X, and I'll go with it.
Trippiness? Yes. Okay.
Like, they give you a bag of mushrooms as you come in?
Mm-hmm. They should. It's see, all of them colors.
John Goodman was the only person that was cast.
Yeah,
right,
I like that.
I was like,
maybe Christina Ricci. I can.
Maybe I'll give you that.
Give
she kind of has big eyes and a big ass head like Asian people.
She's still sexy
girls.
Though.
I put stones.
Mm-hmm. Still sexy. Though.
Not especially, but not when she was in Monster though.
No.
Mm-mm.
Shout out to Charlize Theron. She looks good too.
She's good South too. African dude.
That even better. I just saw District 9, man.
How did you feel about District 9? Because the motherfuckers was hating on it.
I liked it.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's you see, you asked the question earlier. That's why me and your friend, motherfucker.
How could they not like that movie?
It's like, it's just stupid.
Why was it stupid, though?
It's like, shut up. I was like, you motherfuckers don't understand. You thought it was like Independence Day.
It was more to it than what
it was about, like, the apartheid and shit like that.
It's a bigger message than what, you know, you get from it, than what to end it with.
But the dude that played in A-Team was getting fucked up kind of crazy in the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Shout out to A-Team, man. I'm sorry that people...
Not your Asians, though, right?
No.
The movie.
Shout out to them. But shout out to the A-Team movie. I am BA in that group.
So I guess Saw is what, Face Man?
Yeah.
I kind of thought as much.
Yeah. But yeah, that movie...
He's the wild card.
That movie wasn't bad at all. I saw it in the movie theater. With the A-Team, of course. But...
Were you dressed up? Did you got your hand in the Mohawk?
No.
Why not?
It was official. They were like, we have to go see it because we're the 18, so we have to go see the 18.
See, I don't have that, dude. Shout out to not having friends, B. What? Shout out to being a loner.
Is that a shout out? Or that, I'm sorry.
No, that's a shout out. Shout out to not having friends and being a loner.
Shout out to this building because it's so empty.
Yeah. Somebody's over there listening right now. I'm like, man, what are you
talking
about? these like, spooks doing?
Oh man, I love your shows. Every night.
Like shows. Like, I hear you recording. One? I remember the one y'all was talking about, that beef tongue and that fat man that ate his beard. He could have been Santa Claus.
I'm sorry that we don't have more listeners, because we definitely would love some.
Yeah.
Refer somebody else. Refer your friends, man.
Yeah, I mean, wear a t-shirt and shit. You know, don't just, those might be coming kind of soon, too.
Don't just say, I listen to a podcast. Show them.
Show them the name and shit. You know what? Here's the thing. This is what you're going to do, because Dan's going to start doing this. That's why I love that white man. He's going to fucking burn copies of the HU Monster Mash episode and give them out at comic shows when he goes on the road.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, it is. That's what we need y'all to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry that listeners aren't.
Niggas got cars. Niggas got cars. Bump this shit and say, who's that dude with that mundane voice?
Yes.
That's going on and on and on about eating ass.
And who's that other guy with the sexy melodious Isaac Hayes?
What? That's right.
K? I said it.
K?
I said it.
Who's that simple gentleman with the Chuck Taylors?
It's Torn.
It's Tron.
It's not Tron, it's Torn.
Who's that large man that talks about his love of fast food and being a palliative of delicious
O.J. Simpson sketch.
Yes, it is. Who's that man that looks like a salty Dominican all the time?
It's Rob.
Thank you. And who's Frank Walker? It's Troy.
I don't know who that is.
Who has coitus with exercise balls on the field in front of other teammates in the defensive backfield? Okay.
Is there anything else to be sorry for, though? No?
I don't know. I know I do want to give a shout out to, though.
Who?
Shout out to listening in 2011 and going forward. Yeah. Shout out to Bigger and Better Things for MTR, baby.
Yeah, shout out to that. And I'm sorry, I got one more thing I'm sorry for.
Shout out to lesbians.
I'm sorry I didn't get a white girl this year. That's my aim.
You know what? Reese kind of the same way. I'm going to speak on Reese's behalf right now. Reese, now that he needs a white girl, he needs a white guy.
What?
He's like, yo, Rob, I need to be a white friend, yo. He's like, you got Dan. Can I bar Dan sometimes? Dan. I was like, what? Like, to do what? He's like, just to kind of hang, like, tomcat and
is
shit.
Is Dan like a thing of sugar? Like, can I bar some music sugar for this Kool-Aid, please?
Like, dude, I was watching the sketch, right? It's not even a sketch. It's like a video diary and shit. It's this dude, I posted it and shit, but he was talking about this whole thing about, like, sex. He's like, we're not trying to cheat. We're just trying to bar a little pussy. He's like, it's yours, but you just want a little bit of it. You can go back to your man. We just want a little bit of it.
Shout out to my man, Cordell.
Stewart?
No, not Cordell Stewart. My man, Cordell. Realest nigga I know.
Walker?
What? No.
Cordell Walker? You got that reference. Please tell me you got that reference. Cordell Walker? Walker, Texas Ranger?
No, my God.
All right, Trevette.
Shout out to Chuck Norris, man.
Shout out to...
For being 60 and...
Shit, man.
He's 70.
Nah, he's not 70, I don't think.
Is he? You sure?
He's damn near close. He's close to 70. I don't think he's...
Shout out to William Shatner, because he's old as fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it.
Cartoon Hate for 2010. Chuck Norris quotes, though. You know, Chuck Norris is tougher than...
He's more to get rid of it.
Yeah, just... You know what? It needs to be my father quotes from now on.
Rest in peace, those LeBron, I'll bring my talent things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take my talent to South Beach, son.
But see, the Chuck Norris thing, when I see a good one, then it's funny. I can't really kill it.
But that's why you need to replace it with my dad. You know, Rob's dad's so fucking badass that he shaves with a dumb knife.
But see, everybody knows Chuck Norris, though.
This is true. This is true. But see, they only know him from, like, Walker, Texas Ranger. I don't remember from Breaker Breaker or fucking Game of Death when Bruce Lee ripped off his chest hair and he had a mustache. I knew him before the mustache, son.
Oh, one more thing.
Behind the stash and shit. Chuck Norris.
Shout out to Conan
O'Brien. Shout out for the intro dance.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to Team Coco.
I love the Conan O'Brien. He's way funnier than Jay Leno, man. I don't know how to even.
Shout out to Walking Dead. Shout out to Zombies, baby.
Get that, man.
You know, but you know what's kind of gay, though? What's really gay, now you think about it?
What?
All right. So, looking at, the last few years, let's say the last 3-4 years, right? Vampires have been constant, pretty much, right? And it kind of kills me, because it gets gayer. It gets Kool-Aid. It's like watered-down Kool-Aid.
They wear glitter.
Yeah. That's not good. Glitter, werewolves didn't really take off with, what's the name, with Wolfman.
That's because that movie's fucking boring.
Yeah. And to a degree, even with Rise of the Lycans, because that was out. like last year.
It's a prequel, man.
But still, it was a werewolf warrior movie. But my point is, it seems like zombies are kind of taking over.
Zombies don't need actors either. They just need to be zombies, though.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, unless you cut that, you know, the HZIC, the head zombie in charge. Should play the Keep It Thorough beat at that part.
Keep It Thorough.
Shout out to Prodigy being in jail.
You still in there?
Yeah, I thought that nigga got like 3 years. I'm still in there.
Man.
Motherfucker, sure, he your height.
Shout out to Max B, I guess, because he in there for like 60 years.
Keeps it wavy?
He's in there for 60 years, so.
Shit, something with wavy. Shout out to riding the fat girl wave. That was a quote from Horrible Universe. Shout out to Fuck Starting Hearts, baby.
Oh my god. Shout out to 2011. I'm not even looking forward to it. I'm just saying it.
It's an odd number year, dude. I don't like odd number years. I mean, I didn't. But
the Robcast, if we go by the Mayans, we got one more year to continue doing, then we die in 2012. So
this is true.
Keep listening until you die, I guess.
Yeah, because eventually we're going to have, like, audio versions of murders. This is going to be, like, snuff audio.
Pretty much. We could do a Robcast while Armageddon is outside, I guess.
It's like, all right, as I look outside, I see Satan walking through here. He's the size of Godzilla.
Satan, how would Satan look? Does he even have
very goat? He looked like you with horns.
Damn, you just called me Satan.
Yes, I did. Dude, did I tell you about the time I thought I was Satan?
You know what? I don't even want to hear the time you thought you were Satan.
Shout out to pictures in the post office. I got to tell you about this picture. It was a picture, right? Of someone who stole money from the post office, $50,000. It was like a group. It was like Heat, but on a minimal scale.
Oh, shit.
Guess what the guy looked like? Round face, receding hairline,
you.
Beard, and it said anywhere between 6'3", 6'5", 320, and 340. Rudy was like, yo, that's you, nigga. With the 50,000, son.
You stole money?
That's what I was like, Rudy, I don't know if I slept, walk, or fucking what. And he had accomplices. It's like, it was one dude that was 5'7", 5'8", and another guy that was 6'1". I was like, Teron and Dan, Robcast of thieves.
We're criminals.
We're gonna close out on that note. All about nothing, where it's all about the dollar. And mansions on the fault line of a shaky market. The devil at the dance hall, thirsty for a partner. Get off him. There is not a parcel or a portion or a measure of a fortune. More awesome, gorgeous. The funky four horsemen and one more with high tech on the score. Once more, of course, you're welcome. Thanks, appreciation for your participation. Special dedication. Celebration. It's a...